This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Taiwan develops algorithm to identify pregnancies and estimate gestational age from health records. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kudze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Researchers in Taiwan have developed a hierarchical computational algorithm capable of identifying pregnancies and accurately determining gestational age using routinely collected nationwide health data, according to a study published in Springer's Pharmacoepidemiology and Drug Safety Journal. The method integrates diagnostic codes, procedure records, and laboratory measurements from Taiwan's National Health Insurance Research Database, NHIR, to systematically classify pregnancies and estimate their duration, a capability that could enhance epidemiological research and drug safety monitoring in pregnancy cohorts. Key takeaways: a hierarchical algorithm successfully extracted pregnancy identification and gestational age estimation from Taiwan's nationwide linked health insurance records without requiring direct access to obstetric ultrasound or medical charts. The method combines diagnostic codes, procedure records, and laboratory test dates to classify pregnancies and determine duration with structured clinical logic. This approach enables large-scale pregnancy cohort identification for pharmacoepidemiology research and drug safety assessment in Taiwan's 23-plus million insured population. Study at a glance 23-plus million insured population accessible through Taiwan's National Health Insurance Research Database for pregnancy cohort identification and pharmacoepidemiology research. Algorithm data integration hierarchy, systematic classification of pregnancy identification and gestational age estimation from linked health records. Diagnostic codes, ICD-9, ICD-10, primary input procedure records, delivery, prenatal visits, validation layer laboratory measurements, HCG ultrasound markers, duration estimation, medication dispensing records, drug safety reference. Source, Springer Pharmacoepidemiology and Drug Safety, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Extracting pregnancy data from administrative records. Taiwan's healthcare system maintains comprehensive claims data through the NIRD, which covers approximately 99% of the country's population and includes diagnostic codes, procedure records, laboratory results, and prescription dispensing information. However, the NIRD historically lacked direct pointers to pregnancy episodes or their timing, making large-scale pregnancy cohort studies difficult to assemble. The hierarchical algorithm addresses this gap by systematically mining diagnostic and procedure records to identify pregnancies and infer gestational age, according to the published methodology. The approach sequences multiple data types in order of reliability. Pregnancy-related diagnostic codes, such as routine antenatal care or pregnancy complications, serve as primary identifiers, while delivery codes and obstetric procedures provide temporal anchors. Laboratory test dates, including pregnancy tests and routine prenatal investigations, are cross-referenced to estimate gestational duration. Clinical and research applications in pharmacovigilance. Determining gestational age accurately is critical for drug safety research because fetal and maternal physiology change substantially across pregnancy trimesters, affecting drug metabolism and teratogenic risk. By enabling systematic identification of pregnancy cohorts and their timing from administrative data, the algorithm allows epidemiologists to conduct large-scale observational studies examining medication exposure during pregnancy, a research area where prospective data collection is often impractical. The algorithm's application to Taiwan's 23-plus million insured population creates a foundation for real-world evidence studies on drug safety in pregnancy. Research published in journals, including Pharmacoepidemiology and Drug Safety, has demonstrated the importance of national pharmacy and medical claims databases for pregnancy exposure assessment, particularly for frequently used medications where observational cohorts can be assembled rapidly. Implications across the healthcare spectrum. A hierarchical algorithm successfully identifies pregnancies and estimates gestational age from routinely collected health insurance data, enabling large-scale pregnancy cohort assembly without requiring direct access to obstetric charts or ultrasound records. Researchers, Springer Pharmacoepidemiology and Drug Safety, 2026. What this means, for patients, pregnancy cohorts identified through this algorithm can be included in real-world drug safety studies, improving evidence on medication safety across all trimesters and supporting informed decisions about treatment during pregnancy. For clinicians, systematic pregnancy identification from claims data enables rapid identification of patients exposed to medications during pregnancy, supporting clinical decision-making and adverse event detection in obstetric and primary care settings. For policymakers, large-scale pregnancy cohort identification from existing administrative databases creates infrastructure for continuous pharmacovigilance without requiring new data collection systems, optimizing resource use in national drug safety programs, and supporting evidence-based guidelines on medication use in pregnancy. Scaling automated pregnancy identification to other health systems. Taiwan's experience demonstrates that structured national health insurance databases, common in many countries, contain sufficient coded information to enable computational pregnancy identification. The hierarchical approach may be transferable to other systems using similar diagnostic coding standards, ICD-9, ICD-10, and procedure classification systems, though validation would be required for each jurisdiction's specific coding practices and data completeness patterns. As published in recent analyses of pregnancy cohort assembly methods, automated algorithms reduce the manual chart review burden associated with traditional pregnancy identification approaches. This efficiency gain enables researchers in countries with comparable health information systems to conduct large-scale pregnancy safety studies more rapidly, strengthening the global evidence base on medication safety in pregnancy. Frequently asked questions: why is identifying pregnancies from administrative data challenging? Pregnancies are coded as diagnoses or conditions across multiple healthcare encounters rather than as unified episodes with explicit start and end dates. The algorithm sequences diagnostic, procedure, and laboratory records chronologically to reconstruct pregnancy episodes and estimate duration, a task that requires structured logic to avoid misclassification. How does the algorithm estimate gestational age without ultrasound records? The algorithm cross-references pregnancy diagnostic codes with delivery date records and estimated conception dates derived from pregnancy tests and clinical markers. This multi-source approach provides approximations of gestational duration suitable for epidemiological classification, though it may lack the precision of obstetric ultrasound dating. Can this method be used for drug safety research? Yes. By identifying pregnancies and their timing, the algorithm enables researchers to link medication dispensing records to pregnancy episodes and classify exposure by trimester, the foundational requirement for pharmacoepidemiological studies of medication safety in pregnancy, as described in clinical pharmacology research. Taiwan's hierarchical algorithm represents a practical advance in translating routine health data into research infrastructure for pregnancy cohort studies. As healthcare systems globally invest in data integration and standardization, similar approaches may enable other countries to unlock pregnancy safety research from their own administrative databases, accelerating evidence synthesis on medication safety across the globe. Source: Developing a Hierarchical Algorithm to Identify Pregnancies and Determine Gestational Age from Nationwide Linked Health Data in Taiwan.